Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, August 12th. Coming up, the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts kicks off its season next month. I spoke with the Krannert Center's director, Mike Ross, about this season. We'll hear that conversation in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Starting tomorrow, a small section of Bradley Avenue in Northwest Champaign near Parkland College will be closed to traffic to reconstruct pavement on the road. Bradley Avenue will be closed between Duncan Road and Alpine Drive. The northbound entrance to Alpine Drive will also be closed. The city of Champaign expects the closure will end next month. Construction along Bradley Avenue is expected to wrap by mid-October. The first day of school starts next week at Urbana's new sixth grade center. As IPM's Emily Hayes reports, families got a sneak peek last night.
Have you seen the Banner Strings room?
Yes.
That is one of my favorite rooms. Did you see all the brand new equipment?
It's Open House at District 116's newest school, one of few in the state that are just for sixth graders. Principal Imani Carr is meeting future students. She says she's excited about the new approach.
It's already tricky for our middle school development. Their brains are developing, their hormones are developing, and so navigating different things can come with its own frustration. This way we kind of get to slow that process down and teach them the steps and the skills they need in order to be successful.
The center is the former site of Wiley Elementary School. The Urbana School District closed the building to remove asbestos and spent $24 million on renovations. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
U.S. Senator Dick Durbin joins a growing list of Illinois Democrats calling out a Republican effort to redraw Texas's congressional maps. The 80-year-old outgoing senator yesterday stood beside Texas Democrats, many of whom are holding up in Chicago to break the quorum needed to vote on the maps.
This is an American issue where we have to stand together for the families of this country who are fighting to survive in this economy and want the basics that we all want to protect our families.
Meanwhile, Republican State Senator Jill Tracy is petitioning a downstate Illinois court to compel the Democrats to return to Texas. A national ultimate frisbee tournament is making its way to East Central Illinois next month for the first time. USA Ultimate will hold a sectional championship on September 6th and 7th at the Danville Area Soccer Complex. Patrick Halloran is director of sports for the Danville Area Soccer Association. He says the tournament will boost support for local businesses.
We hope that it'll be great for our local economy with regard not only to hotels, but people shopping in our shops and going to our local eateries, and they can just explore a little bit of what Danville has to offer.
Ultimate Frisbee is a team sport similar to soccer, using a frisbee instead of a ball. The Danville Area Visitors Bureau says over 600 players and hundreds of other visitors are expected to attend the tournament. Still to come, a conversation with the director of the Krannert Center about its upcoming performance season. That's next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 90 degrees, with a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 69 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 84 degrees, northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 62 degrees and a north wind 5 miles per hour. And for Thursday, sunny with a high of 85 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, the first in a series of interviews with the people who want to be the next U.S. Senator from Illinois. First up, Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton. Let us know what questions you have for her. Leave a voicemail at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. Then join us next time on The 21st Show.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Come be here. That's the theme for Krannert Center for the Performing Arts 2025 to 2026 season, which kicks off on September 4th with the 20th anniversary of El Nora, the guitar festival. I spoke with the center's director, Mike Ross, about what else we can all expect to see, hear, and experience throughout the season. This year's title for Krannert season is Come Be Here. Where did that come from and what does it mean?
The idea of Come Be Here was sort of a pillar comment that could be enhanced by various other descriptors. For example, come be inspired, come be entertained, come be yourself. Mm-hmm. And so that's the basic gist of it. There are many different kinds of experiences for people to partake in at Krannert Center over the course of any season. But that's the nature of the theme.
Mike, to get into some of the events, and I know we talked about bouncing around, which I will definitely do, but one of the big events is El Nora, the Guitar Festival, and it's the 20th anniversary?
It is the 20th anniversary of this wild and crazy thing we call El Nora, the Guitar Festival.
And El Nora has Roseanne Cash, Jeff Tweedy, Samantha Fish, just to name a few.
The opening night party,
yes.
September 4th, the Thursday night after Labor Day, opens our entire season. It's also the opening of the Guitar Festival.
There are other opening things. Herbie Hancock is opening his tour, his North American tour at Krannert.
It's such a tremendous privilege to be able to have Herbie Hancock grace our season. One of the things that I feel has always been important for us at Krannert Center is to acknowledge and lift up the elders in these different fabulous art forms that give so much to those who have the opportunity to partake of them. And Herbie, he's just so iconic. Also, I just have to mention, though, that at the same time, 2026 is the 100th birthday anniversary of both John Coltrane and Miles Davis. To celebrate that huge moment, Terrence Blanchard, the trumpeter who has been inspired by Miles Davis ever since he was young, and Robbie Coltrane, son of John Coltrane, will be joining us in the season.
Also, I noticed, is it a Cirque event, something that is acrobatic?
So we actually have two very brilliant physical movement events. The Cirque Calabante, this incredibly newly formed Nouveau Cirque, or New Cirque performance that will just, it will not just delight, it'll be jaw-dropping in its effect. And later in the season, we have 360 All-Stars, which is a combination of celebrated athletes and acrobats from around the world. That's sort of an urban circus experience.
Yeah.
Very, very, very cool stuff. One of the killer highlights, so to speak, of the Edinburgh Festival, the Edinburgh Fringe Festival last year, was a production we're bringing here. It's called Burnout Paradise.
Burnout Paradise is really just a series of tasks that we've placed on four treadmills.
Just physically exhausting themselves in the most hilarious kind of and creative competition.
The tasks that we will try to complete on these treadmills tonight are as follows. Preparing and cooking a three-course meal.
There are also so many musicians, pianists, there's a banjo player. The banjo, to me, is wildly impressive. People don't realize how heavy they are, either.
Absolutely. And if you're thinking of Rhiannon Giddens, who is, you know, she was one of the founding members of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, who we had at Krannert Center a number of years ago, and she's become such a huge pioneer figure, ambassador. She's a singer, songwriter, fiddler, banjo player. Wow. She is breaking all kinds of new ground, but always with the Americana roots.
Yeah.
You can take my body, you can take my body. And celebrating the artists who have gone largely unrecognized over time in the Americana music. Not my soul.
One thing that also stood out to me especially is the return of the Versus Style Street Dance Company and the other hip-hop artists. I think they were there last year. What was the response like from the public when they were there?
Oh, boy, the public response to Versus Style and the other hip-hop artists that we presented around our opening night celebration in the following week, just tremendous, tremendously enthusiastic response, and it's a real joy to welcome them back. They're going to be doing youth series performances, and they're going to be part of the hip-hop convene. And also, just on the dance, we will joyously be welcoming back the Mark Morris Dance Group. The Dance Theater of Harlem will be coming to Crown Center for its debut.
In the marquee season, the University of Illinois, they'll have performances there. There's so many events from so many different aspects, even locally, that happen at Krannert.
One of the most special and unique aspects of Krannert Center as it was being conceived back in the 60s was to be a place where the academic performing arts programs, it would be a home for their productions, their students, their faculty, alongside the guest artist seasons that Krannert Center produces. The performances that we present in our lobby at Stage 5, the Uncorked series.
And of course, with Uncorked or the Juneteenth event, that, I mean, I was there a lot because of Illinois Soul, but also because of Krannert, and I really loved the collaboration.
Oh my goodness. It's hard for me to think of another collaboration that Krannert Center has had the privilege of being part of that has been more impactful than the Illinois Soul collaboration. What an amazing thing for this beautiful news station to come into reality in this community. And we are so looking forward to celebrating the second anniversary of Illinois Soul this season. The amazing smooth jazz singer-performer Mesa will be the featured artist, and Every Uncorked in February will be dedicated to our collaboration with Illinois Soul. I hope your listeners will also just check in, see what's coming up on a Thursday from 5 to 7. That I also just want to take the opportunity to say thank you to all of the center's wonderful and generous supporters. None of what we've been describing can take place without that financial support, volunteer support, advocacy, and moral support as well.
For more information on the season, including tickets and a full performance schedule, visit KrannertCenter.com. I'm no longer thinking someday, someday. I'm wondering if one day, one day. Keep it moving. Keep it moving fast. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Arjun Tucker, Emily Hayes, Colin Hyslop, Mawa Iqbal, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.